The Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet are with us, and it has a new album and probably a firmer grip on grammar. They are tight harmonizers, jazz riffers, and here in Studio 4A right now. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Would you do me a favor, please? Could you make a chord for us as an introduction?
My name is Andre Enseniat, and I'm the bass of the group. Believe it or not, this is my note.
Robert McBride's over here, I'm the tenor.
Ginny Carr, I'm the alto.
Molly Shockey, I'm the soprano.
You've seen the auroras borealis. Seen every glorious royal palace.
That song, like all 10 on the new CD, was written words and music by alto Ginny Carr. Wowee, is that a lot of writing, huh?
It's a bit.
Is something that you collected over the years?
Oh,
you've been
absolutely.
Sort of doing it.
For me, this is the culmination of what I've always wanted to do with this group. You know, I've been kind of stealing other people's material, writing other people's material for years, and it was really definitely, clearly time for us to put our stamp on the genre and write our own stuff.
Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You're living a life that's fine and pleasing in the general estimation. But I suppose you never had love like mine to tease and tickle your imagination.
We spoke on this program in the year 2000, and the cast of characters of the Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet has changed since then. Alto Ginny Carr, tenor Robert McBride, you two started this group back in college in the year, no dates, please.
150 years ago.
Okay. But now you get two new singers, Holly Shockey, soprano. Andre, you say your last name, please.
Enseniat.
Oh, thank you so much. Bass. So, talk a little about the biggest challenge to the two of you fitting in with what had been such a long, ongoing process. Holly?
Oh, I guess you want to do it justice, first of all, I think, when you first come to something of this amazingness.
And the thing about this type of music is that you have to have experienced it. You have to have had a background in it. It's very hard and intricate harmonies to sing. And just to audition someone off the street, you might not necessarily get the kind of person that you want.
You mean to tell me that all I've ever wanted to do in my life is make music like this, and I can't just try for you now?
Well, Robert and I have shared this philosophy for the many hundreds of years that we've done this group together, and that is you have to think like an instrumentalist. You have to be an instrumentalist in your head and your voice.
Hustling for a gig. Harder than it ought to be. Hustling for a gig. What a crazy lottery.
Well, your album is called Hustling for a Gig. So, amongst you all, which one, show of hands, has never had to hustle for a gig? Oh, not a single hand went up.
This is the jazz musician's
lament. Let the record show that no one has raised their hand right now.
Okay, and why, Andre? What's the deal?
Oh,
what's the
life? What we do is not the most popular art form anymore. Our popularity started to wane after the 40s and 50s.
Well, and the days of the great jazz clubs, many towns, those days are long gone. Yeah.
This is by no means the way that we make our bread, so to speak.
No, no, it isn't the same out here, no, not like when the cats blew the blues all night long in the pocket.
Now everyone's got a pocket.
Watch those cats really rock
music.
As they would be grooving to what the band said now, instead of just grooving alone in their head.
What's your day job, Holly?
I am a professional singer in the United States Army Band.
Boy, are you lucky. You
so
get
to
make music for a
I
living.
Do it. I have been very
What about
blessed.
You, Andre?
I am a professional teacher with Montgomery County Public Schools, and I teach little kids music.
Oh, so you keep music in your life as
I keep
well,
music in my life.
Ginny?
I am employed by the Library of Congress. I do nothing having to do with music there. I train the workforce.
And Robert?
I support the U.S. Agency for International Development with the Configuration Management Business Process Analyst.
I think you should stick to the music. Yeah, you're running out of time. Right. Well, that's what a range of skills and paychecks the four of you represent. It's quite amazing.
It's a wonderful way of putting it.
I never heard of you.
Tell how you work, because you don't all four get together in one room like this very often, do you?
We try to.
Depending on traffic, we're all within an hour or two of each other.
Right.
So you get together to rehearse when you can, but I wonder, in this age of all of these modern conveniences, do you ever Skype a rehearsal?
Well actually, it's funny you should say that, because we tried that several times. But the problem is you need to be there to get the expressions and
sterile. And you don't get the personal connections and the feel and the spirit.
You've got a song, you call it Gone, 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 that's really about the pace of modern life and all the stuff that's coming at us all the time, either through the smartphones or the various devices, or old-fashioned things like radios, newspapers, but it's just that quick, quick, quick pace.
There's a sound coming out of the radio, nothing like it's been heard here before. And they're all spinning round, going crazy on, as they rush to the music store. And they buy it and listen and groove a bit, till the next song just like it appears.
Then it's gone, 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 then it's gone. And they won't remember squat about it, nothing left that's hot about it. Gone, gone.
I love that song.
Thank
because
you.
Every single one of us has felt it, except maybe the 4-year-olds among us here. But tell about the background of it. Where'd that come from, Ginny?
Just basically, you know, every time you turn around, you're just bombarded with something new. Television is haranguing at you, and there's just this plethora of inane commentary and music and this drone under our lives going on all the time, and we can't remember squat about it.
It's gone! Thanks for telling me what you're selling me. So compelling, I'm hip to the scene.
Your invention got my attention, but there's no retention. No blip on the screen.
On a scale 1 to 10, how much fun is this?
When 17. You get... So for me, it's 17.
Shark for us.
It's above a 10, but the work that goes into it is nobody will tell you it's anything small.
But you know what? The best thing is it never sounds that way.
Thank
it
you.
Sounds as if you just open your mouths and make the music.
That's the goal.
This is the life. Here's where the living is. This is the life. Baby, you're there. You've made it.
The Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet, Ginny Carr, Robert McBride, Holly Shockey,
and Andre Enseñat.
Their new CD, most of the music and lyrics by Ginny, is called Hustlin' for a Gig. Thank you so much for hustling over our way today, gang.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
And do you feel like scatting us out live here in the studio?
Sure.
One, two, one, two, three,
four. Bum bum baba doo da.
More from the Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stanberg.
Ba-ba-dee-da, 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 ba-ba-dee-da.